Fred Morris worked as a reporter for the Kansas City Times before he came to Maryville, Missouri. Today, he is a greeter at the Maryville Hy-Vee. As you'll hear in a moment, he's not your average greeter. There's a good chance if you meet Fred once, he'll remember you forever.
As a reporter, that just sort of honed in that skill of being able to remember a face and a name and a town. So that when a customer walks in, if they mention any town, my brain immediately goes back to, when was I there and who did I meet? And then I strike up a conversation, and the next thing you know, sometimes a customer that was a total stranger suddenly becomes someone that remembers me and I remember them.
His days begin long before he greets people at the front of the store.
I clock in at 9 a.m. However, I'm here at the store at 5:30 every morning. I grab every newspaper on the rack, then I go upstairs with the papers and I read them cover to cover. And then when I'm done reading all of those papers, I go on the internet and read the Denver Post, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times.
As a journalist, Fred enjoys reading the papers, but there is a deeper reason behind his devotion.
If you read every inch of a newspaper, including the photo cut lines, then you will recognize that person when they come in the store, if it's a local newspaper. Then, by reading all of these newspapers on a daily basis, my goal is to be able to converse with every man, woman, and child on any subject.
He often cuts out photos and stories about his customers and shares them on their next visit.
The reason I do that is because I care about the customer. It's not just you're spending money with me, it's you're part of my family and I'm part of yours.
He truly cares about his patrons and they grow to love him. Fred relates what was written in the funeral program of one of his longtime customers, Roberta Logan.
She made a good friend when she met Fred Mottis at Hy-Vee. He'd always sing, "Make the world go away." And she'd try to come up with names of songs that he didn't know, but he was always able to sing at least the first few lines of every one she came up with, and often told her daughters that he was one of the nicest men she knew.
Fred says comments like that mean more than any award he could ever receive. He builds bonds with customers of all ages and backgrounds. He's even learned pieces of every language spoken by students at Northwest Missouri State University.
Konnichiwa, Japanese. Ni hao, Chinese. Guten Tag, German. Bienvenidos, Español. Key phrases, even goodbye, like Sai Chen in Chinese. When you smile and you show love towards someone who is looking around saying, you know what, I'm not from this country. Next time they come in, they smile and look at you.
He cares for those who are in need.
One thing I do is if someone's hurting and I know something about them, like they lost a grandmother or they lost a friend, sometimes I'll go over to the floral shop and buy a rose. It's only like $3.24. And I'll write a little note and give it to them.
If it is possible to have a fan club for a grocery store greeter, Maryville, Missouri has one.
I have customers who say, you're the only reason I shop here. When a customer says that, it means so much to me because it's really not about me. By the same token, I'm not after money, and I don't think our Hy-Vee has ever been after money. We are a successful business because of our simple jingle, a helpful smile in every aisle. You take care of the customer will take care of you. It's as simple as that.
Hy-Vee is the second largest privately held company in the United States.
We have 56,000 employees, and this is now, I think, the sixth year of this award. It's called the Legendary Customer Service Award. This particular honor goes to 9 employees out of 56,000.
Fred just won the prestigious award, which places him in the company's Hall of Fame. He even gets what he calls a Super Bowl ring to recognize his efforts. Plus,
your face is on a truck, one of our semi-trucks that travels all over the Midwest. And the 8 of us will be on a semi-truck. And so you'll be saying that going down your highway and byway. And they give us a replica of the truck that we can keep on our bookshelf. And I heard they may even sell them at the stores.
Fred says he's had several people already asking him about when they can get their own truck with their favorite greeter's face on it. Having visited this store on several occasions, I can truly say you probably won't soon forget your experience with a Hall of Fame greeter welcoming all who come inside. Traveling the countryside in Maryville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.